This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and I'm happy to have on the program with me to talk about a wonderful event that's going to be coming up, the director of the Greater Illinois Chamber of Commerce, Melissa Tsuji. Melissa, it's good to have you on the program.
Hi, Dale. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you with us. And a lot of things, great things are happening with the Illinois Chamber of Commerce, and you've got a great event that's going to be coming up. That is called Women in Leadership. And tell us a little bit about that, Melissa.
Well, this is a wonderful event for our community, Dale, and our team has been planning it for over a year, and we're super excited to bring Women in Leadership to Lenawee County. The tagline is Breaking Barriers and Building Bridges. And we've got a wonderful day of empowerment and encouragement, networking, just a terrific day planned for our guests.
This is going to be held when?
March 13th, okay. From 9 to 2 p.m., 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it'll be held at the center. It is a ticket-required event,
okay.
And tickets are available through the Greater Lenawee Chamber's website, which is greaterlenaweechamber.org, and guests can select the Women's Leadership Conference and go right online and purchase a ticket.
Okay, great. Well, talk about the guest speaker that you're going to be having.
Sure. We have Anna Nielsen, who's the CEO of Conflict Capable Solutions out of Minneapolis, coming. And she is a transformational expert on leadership. She's got years of experience in training and mediation, and she's bringing a wonderful program to us for a keynote. And then she's also leading one of our breakout sessions.
Oh, wonderful. That's great. So when you have the breakout sessions, are going to be of different topics, or how does that work?
Yes, we have six total presenters. So the day will open with a leadership panel of top leaders, female leaders in Lenawee County who will share their expertise and their experiences. And then we'll move into breakout sessions. And okay. Guests will have the opportunity to choose two of the six sessions.
Okay, very good. Now, with your keynote speaker, though, Anna Nielsen is quite the catch that you're able to get, Melissa.
She is quite the catch, Dale, yes. She is a speaker of renown, and I think that sets a really high bar for the event.
Yeah, yeah. Can you talk a little bit about Anna, a little bit about some of the things that she has done.
She has her business, Conflict Capable Solutions,
okay.
And her specialty is working with groups, working with individuals, and also speaking on empowerment and overcoming challenge.
Okay, very good. And I think, you know, this is such a neat thing to be able to have and to be able to present, because I think everybody is trying to see what areas that they can improve upon, and especially when it comes to leadership abilities.
Oh, correct. And I just want to make note that this is not a women-only event. Gentlemen are also welcome to attend, and we do have some male guests attending. This is an opportunity to connect with other leaders, to grow your leadership, to learn more about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a really positive day.
Yeah. How much is it for the ticket itself?
Tickets are $75, and they are available through March 6th.
Okay. Now, does that include lunch? Will lunch be included?
It does. We'll begin the day with open networking, and there'll be some breakfast treats and coffee. And then we'll move into the panel. We'll move into breakout sessions. And then we'll all come back together for a wonderful lunch, and then we'll hear Anna, and we'll wrap up the day.
Okay.
So it's a full day,
yeah.
Right? It's full of all types of engagement and learning. And then we also have sponsors.
Yes.
The Lenawee County community has been extremely supportive and generous in welcoming this event to the community. And several of the sponsors will have exhibitor booths around the room.
Okay, very good. Now, this is open to who? Who can come to this?
Anyone can attend. As I said, it does require a ticket, and
sure.
There will be no ticket sales available at the door. This is a have to plan to attend type event, and I can see young professionals that are just starting out, maybe college students, interns, all the way through seasoned workers coming together to not only make connections, but to engage one another. You know, that's what a chamber does.
Mm-hmm.
When we think about the pillars of a chamber, it brings businesses and professionals together to form a mutually beneficial relationship.
Sure.
And this is kind of a pinnacle event for that,
yeah.
If you will.
Yeah. So once again, this is going to be held when and where, Melissa?
It is held on March 13th. So it is Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah. That's another one, isn't it?
So this is a super lucky Friday the 13th because
yes.
We all get to be together.
Yes.
But we will gather at the center, and the event starts at 9 a.m. and will run until 2-ish.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's going to be great.
And they can get the tickets by going through the Chamber's website?
Chamber's website, greaterlenawaychamber.org. And easy as registering and showing up at the door.
There you go. Easy peasy, as they
say. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, this is going to be a wonderful conference to be able to have. And really, you know, if you're interested, just an inkling, you know, just go ahead and purchase the tickets and be able to attend.
Yes. And I do want to give a special shout out to some of our sponsors.
Please.
TLC Community Credit Union is our lunch sponsor for the day. And we are so, so very grateful to them and all of the sponsors for helping us make this happen. Other sponsors that will have exhibitor booths around the room include Living in Lenawee Realty, Lenawee Broadcasting Company, Catherine Whalen Farm Bureau Insurance, West Banco, Lenco Credit Union, Donna Baker & Associates, 3DPT, Athena Lenawee, and Gergen Insurance Group.
Okay.
So we've been really blessed to have many of our sponsors be women-led, women-owned businesses.
Yes, yes.
So that makes it extra special.
It sure does. It sure does, yeah. And to be able to learn and gain information pointers.
Yes.
From these people are just be invaluable, I would think.
I just imagine the energy being electric that day.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, we got that coming up. And I know that the chamber is really active, more than just having this conference. But you got other things that are going to be coming up during the month of March as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. At the end of the month, we have a regional networking event that is sponsored by Mannequin Smith Group and DTE, and it will be in Dundee at the Old Mill. And it's a Saline, Milan, Lenawee, and Monroe County Chamber Business Alliance gathering.
Nice.
So that's super exciting.
Yeah.
We always have our breakfast clubs the first Tuesday of the month. And in April, we're going to be at the Adrian Literacy Center. All of the events are available on the chamber website, on the event calendar. We like to have folks register for Breakfast Club, but there's no obligation to register. So just check out what's happening and come and join us.
Absolutely.
We're very excited to meet you, know you, and celebrate our members.
As well as I'm sure that you're looking for other organizations, businesses to become a member of the chamber.
That's right. We're always welcoming conversation and bringing new members in.
Yeah, because there's a lot of benefits of being a chamber member. with the networking that you have with other chamber members too.
Networking, the educational offerings. I think that's one of the reasons we've had such great success with the women's conferences. It does fit a professional development theme.
That's right.
We'll have our annual awards in May, golf outing in August. These are some of the big, you know, splashy events,
yes, yeah.
if you will. And then I think it's also important to note Leadership Lenawee.
Yes.
That is our flagship program. It's a 9-month leadership program. So the Women's Conference dovetails with that beautifully, where we train professionals in Lenawee County. Usually they're sponsored by their employer, but
sure.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
But we help them refine and define and grow their own personal and organizational leadership skills.
Which makes Lenawee County even a more better place to live, do business, and grow right here.
That is so correct. We are really blessed in Lenawee County to have a really rich pool of professionals and businesses and not-for-profits, and to have them give back of time, talent, and treasure the way they do.
Absolutely. Well, Melissa, thank you so much for being on the program. Really appreciate it, and much success to the Women in Leadership conference that's coming up on March the 13th.
Well, thank you so much, Dale.
And we look forward to having you back.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
Director of the Lenawee Chamber of Commerce, I'm Melissa Tsuji, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.